This is KUT. There are lots of things we power batteries with these days. Anything from children's books that carry tiny batteries in them, to toothbrushes with bigger batteries, to our mobile devices with their own internal batteries. Right now, Austinites can recycle their used batteries at any of the city's library branches. But what happens to them afterwards? KUT's Joy Diaz explains.
Most people think of recycling as a business. But most people familiar with the business will tell you the batteries I'm dumping into a bucket at Austin's Central Library are worth almost nothing. Then why do we recycle batteries? Carl Smith, with Call to Recycle, the nonprofit that picks up batteries at Austin's libraries, says battery manufacturers do it to keep them from landfills.
They came up with the idea that in order for them to effectively be in the market of batteries, they had to think through the whole entire life cycle of a battery, including its end of life.
Manufacturers like Central Texas-based Dell or Energizer finance Call to Recycle for environmental reasons, similar to how some companies buy clean air credits to offset their carbon footprint. Smith says Call to Recycle picks up the batteries for free, then separates the materials through a chemical process. Most materials are worthless. Some get a second life.
The zinc oxide that you put on your nose to protect it from getting burned in the summertime has a zinc component, and that zinc is often harvested from alkaline batteries that are processed.
Batteries can also help local libraries. Through the 18th of the month, the branch that collects the most batteries will get either a bench or a bike rack. Joy Diaz, KUT News.